Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call me, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I do not discriminate on your questions, comments, and concerns. Also, social media with me. Go to the Facebook page, Smooth Drama, or just add me. I mean, the upswing is incredible. I mean, I keep asking people to add me, and they are. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about it because I'm like adding a bunch of strangers who don't want to talk to me, but they want to add me. Talk to me. Holler at me. I holler back. We can be internet buddies. You know how that go. We be the best of friends who have never met and probably never will meet, but we'll be the homies forever. Anyway, just Google me, Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, I got you. We'll be good to go. In the meantime, speaking of good to go, you know this is that time of year that I hate with all my heart and soul. I know they got all the songs. It's the most wonderful. We know it's not. Anybody who's listened to me long enough know that I hate this time of year. And will continue to hate on this time of year. Why? Just because people got to die for no reason whatsoever. All in the name of love. But not going there. I'm just seeing commercials and stuff. I mean... The stuff that they have commercials for is hilarious. I mean, they're selling. I've seen commercials for indigestion, Christmas. I mean, it's like, are we selling pills for indigestion and IBS for Christmas? I don't know how that works, but yeah. I don't know if you want that for Christmas. Maybe it's just me. But what I did find, even porn sites are doing Christmas ads. Just like, okay. So, Pornhub, they have a new ad where they have the remix. You know, chicka chicka silent night, lonely night. What, just emphasizing being lonely, and the people who are all by themselves on Christmas Eve, a security guard, a cleaning woman, a student, an elderly man, and a woman who misses her train, and all of them are just sitting there sad, then all of a sudden they hear the jingle bells, and there's hope, because they get that subscription, a gift subscription to Pornhub. Like one of the people has a mad old man and his grandson gives him a porn subscription. I don't know. Maybe it's a new generation, but I don't think me and grandpa are going to be talking porn. It just, not that I'm dissing or anything, but how you like, what am I going to get grandpa? He at home, you know, he mad all the time. Maybe grandpa needs some release. Right? And it's like, maybe grandpa needs some release, so we going to get grandpa that Pornhub subscription. I'm sorry. That is hilarious. I mean, is that what we do? No, I mean, I don't know. There's talking. I mean, I mess around with my son or my nephew, whatnot. I mean, don't even have the sex talk with my nieces. And if one of them, if you're listening, you try to talk to me about anything that's sexual, I'm probably going to hit you with that the NyQuil dart or the pork chop dart and knock you out if I don't just, like, grab you by your throat and shut up, stop talking, because I can't see that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I mean, it's hard enough, you know, thinking about your parents. And every now and again, I suspect that my daddy and mama, they ghost listen. So if y'all are listening, please, I'm sorry beforehand, or just turn the show off. Just mute it for about the next 30 seconds. You know, my parents talking about, when my father was talking about having sex with my mother, and I remember, I felt like my life was ending right there. My life was over. So, porn subscription for your grandparents, friends. I mean, I don't even know how you get a porn subscription. I mean, it's like, you have the internet. I mean, people pay for porn when it's free. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Speaking of paying, there was a little, it was a thing where they were talking about, people were joking about Forever 21 has a new choker necklace. And I guess they was having a problem with it. Like, oh, it looks like a neck brace because it's like 3-4 inches long, thick, whatever you want to call it, and with the zipper. And they was like calling it a neck brace on Twitter. And I'm sitting up there looking at it. I have a different philosophy. And maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Y'all can agree or disagree. You hit me up and we can talk about it. When I see women with chokers, I'm just thinking that's somebody who would love sexual relations. I don't know, because I always think of chokers as, like, you know, symbols. Like, people talk about they're into bondage, whatnot. I just think of it as it's sexual. It's a sexual symbol. It's symbolic of, hey, I'm ready to give it up. It's just me. I could be wrong, but I've always thought that. I mean, when people have choker chains, I thought that. And I thought that about dudes, too. Not that I wanted to get with them, no homo. But whenever I seen a dude with the choker chain, I always thought, oh, well, he, you know, he wants to get. That's what I always thought of. I could have a bad opinion. If you agree with me or disagree with me, email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm just curious to hear what other folks think, but I always think of that, you know, like you know, people have the sexual collars. That's a sign of submission, and hey, I'm open to suggestion as far as sexual fun goes. I'm being correct with my words today. I've been trying not to curse as much. I think I've been cursing too much, so I'm trying not to curse quite as much. I'm trying. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm working on it. Speaking of working on it, as far as sexual connotations go, I saw there's a lot of you have seen the new virtual reality where you'll have a whole bunch of folks getting together and they break out the virtual reality. It's like there's a party and then all of a sudden you're in the virtual world and everybody's laughing while they're in their virtual world, and I'm like, it's a party, but you want to go into a virtual world when there's actual people right in front of you. It seems like it defeats the purpose. But anyway, there's an adult entertainment company, Cam Soda, who have launched an app, Blowcast. It's a cam site, and it's supposedly the iTunes of blowjobs. So it's similar to the downloading program where you can download files containing information collected via model phylated sensors. I don't know. Model phylated sensors, whatever that means. Anyway, so basically, if you want a blowjob, here's what Cam Soda does for you. There are people who provide the blowjob. They do their work on a dildo, and it records the pressure that's exerted on the dildo. That data is then compiled into a blowjob file, which is housed on Cam Soda servers. So for those people who are wishing to receive mechanical head, they download that information to their computer, which then plays it using a sleeve that costs around $250. That device uses its inside rings to deploy the recorded oral. So basically, you're not getting actual head, you're downloading head to be sent to a $250 sleeve, which I'm assuming that you work yourself up and you insert yourself, and then you press the button, and then the sleeve gives you that virtual head that somebody provided via dildo and you download. Now, why are you getting head from a sleeve? And I get, look, hey, you know, ladies have sex toys. And so apparently this is the male sex toy. You can download your head now. I'm just like, what happened to good old fashioned head? See, no disrespect intended, but head, blowjob, whatever you want to call it, it's like a contract between two people, right? Where, you know, they look you in the eye, you look them in the eye, and it's like, hey, I'm about to give you this head. I'm about to rock your world. It's a beautiful thing. This is why I was mad. Well, I won't say mad. I was upset with Game when he did, you know, he recorded Kiki Shepherd when she gave him the gift of head. Didn't appreciate it. Head should be appreciated. And look, I guess you can appreciate head from a sleeve downloaded via love from Blowcast. But there's something to be said from good old fashioned head. Just lips on the penis. Just the love and care that comes with the blowjob. Fellatio. Whichever one you want to call it. I'm not being sexist or whatnot. I mean, because this is coming from a place of appreciation. But I'm thinking the people who enjoy head and the people who enjoy giving head can agree that it is a beautiful mutual bond, one that should be cherished and that should not be relegated to a sleeve and a downloadable program. If I got to download head, my life is pretty much done. I'm kind of pathetic at that point. I'm just saying, no disrespect to Blowcast and the good people over at Cam Soda, because I'm sure there's some people who problem with receiving head, and then there's the people who are quite honestly terrible at giving head, or don't appreciate the fine art of it, giving or receiving. But I'm just saying that get real head. Don't download your head. There's just something wrong with that. But that's just me. I'm going on break. This is Exhibit. Nobody sound like me.
What if you saw, if you were walking on the street and a black man was coming towards you, what would you do?
Just one single black man? I really don't fear that. You know, but if it's a group, I'm talking like from 8 or even 13, even younger than 13, yes, I will walk on the street.
I don't want to sound like me.
We getting restless, me and my D-O-G-S's. Never pretending, rather we sending a very clear message. Either you with me or against me, punk. Hit them up, provide housing for these rips from the shelf. We jump, I'm making them bounce. Other niggas fail to bump. So we take advantage of flicking irreversible damage. It's a longer way than anticipated, liquid and steam. Bomber first, cause I feel it's better to give than receive. You better believe, exhibit stay savage, above the average. What niggas try to switch? Turn bitch for the cabbage, but all that's irrelevant. It's like trying to turn a horse celibate. I dance with the devil for the hell of it. Burning down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. To make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Think you raking top dollar, but really counterfeit.
I don't want to make it sound like me.
Niggas are null and void. I get swole like a keloid to overload the system. The rhymes for millenniums to shut down artists for beef to need closure. Battling top rank for bank and exposure. So open up your door to me, cause if it's closed, I'ma breaking in the whistle pantyhose over the mic so you don't know who I sound like. Executing those who record and write the sound tight is not permitted by the right. Look at stop both surprising these niggas like Benny Blanco. Remember me, man? You thought I was a fan till I threw you in the back of a van. Yo, these drop squad delegates, rhymes are delicate. I fit on the mic to get these MCs pussies wet. For those with plans to clone me, the original, it can't be done. A visual.
I don't
want
to make it sound like me.
Yo, who wanna come and see the hard box? The non-stop grid block your whole block with cheap beat, not delete, not get grade. My bullets never grade, they hit close to home, separating flesh from bone. So better get off on your own, bitch. Rolling broke shit, trying to own shit. I was molded after the best that the streets had to offer. The author of my own destiny, so I suggest you stop stressing me. You'll find out when I pull my nine out and blow your mind out. Play a deadly game with no fouls and no timeouts. Inhale large amounts of doja, forever ready like a soldier. I'm lock, load, and shoot from the shoulder. Right. And burn down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. So make room for the legitimate,
nasty, inconsiderate. Think you ranking top dollar, but really counterfeit.
I don't want niggas sound like me.
With your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Exhibit. Sound Like Me. I don't want nobody to sound like me. No album. I don't even have an album out. I don't want nobody to sound like me on no album. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me. Jump in the Smooth Drama Flash chat. Holla at your boy. Pretty please. I would kiss you, but I'm lying. Now everybody's talking about Donald Trump, obviously. President-elect Donald Trump and his cabinet picks. One of his cabinet picks for Labor Secretary Andy Pusder, who the CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. He doesn't want to raise the minimum wage. He doesn't care for Obamacare. But, you know, there was a little thing where they talk about where he was like, he likes the ads, women eating burgers in bikinis. And he says, I like our ads. I like beautiful women eating burgers in bikinis. I think it's very American. I'm like, I can't really argue that. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say eat a turkey burger. But, I mean, if you're in a bikini eating a burger in front of me, I won't disagree. I mean, I would take it a step further and say that, hey, generally, I disapprove of, like, bottoms. If you like walking around me, whatnot, you don't necessarily need the bottoms. There's no need. I mean, if you want to wear a panty, fine. But I discourage it. Not that I'm hating on panties per se, but I'd like you to be free and open when you're around me. I want you to feel comfortable just airing your stuff out. I mean, just let nature be natural with you. You and the oxygen and carbon dioxide that's in the air just bam, all coming together. It's a beautiful thing. Free booty, just going back and forth. Cheek to cheek, just hitting each other, just swaying. There's nothing wrong with that. I can agree with Andy. Need more commercials like that. So it's not sexism. I just appreciate the woman's body. Just like I'm sure there are women who wouldn't mind men watching commercials of men that they're attracted to in Speedos. Is it sexist? No. It's just reality. If that's what you're attracted to and you see it in all its glory, probably not going to be against it. But there are other people that, I mean, obviously we talked about Ben Carson, neurosurgeon, head of urban housing, apparently a neurosurgeon who's black can handle housing. You don't really need, because I guess they were saying that, well, shit, we're not going to give you proper housing anyway, so we might as well have a black man so you wouldn't have anybody to blame but him. Then there's Wilbur Ross. Who is Wilbur Ross? Wilbur Ross is a billionaire who has been pinned for the Secretary of Commerce. You know, the guy in charge of money and commerce. Now, this is a guy who's been called the King of Bankruptcy and the Dean of Distressed Investing. He's been called, among other things, a vulture capitalist who made a fortune screwing over his workers and shedding retiree benefits. This is the dude who's the Secretary of Commerce. And so after a long time being the head of the bankruptcy team at Rothschild Incorporated, he launched his own firm, W.L. Ross & Company, in 2000. Between 2001 and 2011, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, determined that his company made more than $10 million from investors in improperly disclosed fees, for which they paid a $2.3 million civil fine as part of a settlement. But, of course, they didn't admit wrongdoing. But here's the point. Investors for an investment firm are the people you work for. He basically stole $10 million from his investors, and he only had to pay $2.3 back. Now, I'm not going to say I'm the greatest mathematician on the face of the earth, but I do know that if you minus 10 million, well, if you minus 2.3 from 10 million, that's 7.7 left over. So, if I'm not mistaken, I can steal $10 million from the people I'm supposed to be working for, but as part of a settlement, I only have to pay 2.3 back. That is a deal that I'm willing to make every day. But it illustrates who's in charge. We're talking about a guy who, hey, I like stealing people's money. And, you know, King of Bankruptcy, basically, I'm stealing your money and I'm not paying my bills. I just go bankruptcy and then start all over again. I mean, because when we talk on that level, I mean, like, everybody talks about Donald Trump and being broke and all this other stuff, but, I mean, his broke to other billionaires is a different level of quote-unquote brokenness. And at the end of the day, he's not paying any of his bills. Once again, bankruptcy, you don't pay your bills, and then you just start over again. And so he put one of his homies who understands how to steal money from people. You know, these same people who are worried about Black Santa Claus. Oh my God, it's a black fictional character talking to my kids. But you're not protesting a dude who is known pretty publicly for stealing people's money. You know, people like you, thousandaires. He's stealing thousandaires' money. But Black Santa Claus, hell no. Yeah, greatest pimp game ever, still to this day. I can be a white guy. I can steal from you day after day after day. And it's no problem. But let a black dude just try to be nice to you. Nope. Not gonna happen. And it's funny how that goes. I mean, and I'm in the wrong business. I need to get in investment banking. Apparently, I can just charge people exorbitant fees and then just pay back a little bit of what I stole. Be good to go. It's a lot of trips to the Bahamas, 7.7. Man, I could probably own half the island, 7.7 million that I stole from people. But hey, whatever. So, of course, I gotta get to my favorite part of the show. This is the dumbass of the week. Yeah, always gotta get that last burp in. Anyway. My dumbass of the week is Texas State Representative Jonathan Strickland, a Republican out of Bedford, Texas. He has proposed HB 375, which is titled the Constitutional Carry Act of 2017. It states that anyone who is not prohibited by law from owning a firearm will not require a license to carry it. Yeah. Now, according to Texas, the standard price for a license to carry a handgun is $140 with a $70 renewal fee every 5 years. And this is according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. And of course, a first-time applicant must also take classroom training, pass a written exam, and demonstrate their shooting ability. The class can cost up to $100. Now, of course, they have different bills that are in the works, but this one is saying that if you're not prohibited by law from owning a firearm, you do not require a license to carry it. Now, think of how dumb that sounds. Basically, to not be prohibited by law from owning a firearm is basically you haven't gone to jail. That's pretty much it. Your mental capacity is not in question. And you won't need a license. You won't need to, pass any exams or demonstrate your shooting ability. It's just like you can just get a firearm and you don't need a license. You're just walking around. Now, you figure he works for the NRA, right? Because only a bunch of ignorant redneck hicks would think of, hey, you know, why even have a license? If you're not a criminal, you should be able to have a gun. Because their argument is the Second Amendment. It should be your permit to ensure your safety and right to self-defense. And they're saying that any federal law restricting gun ownership or purchase should be challenged by Texas through the 10th Amendment. So, I mean, in one thing, I mean, NRA would be happy. Everybody in Texas would have a gun. Well, not everybody. I mean, if you went to jail, you won't get a gun. It'd be like you went to jail, you can't vote, you can't, your rights are suspended. So I guess that would be a way of railroad. If we want to talk conspiracy theories, like, you know, I am a conspiracy theorist, so you have an opportunity to stop a segment of society from having guns by saying, hey, you're prohibited from owning a gun anyway because you're a past criminal. even though if you've done your time, that should kind of be it. You've done your time, but that doesn't matter here. The fact that anybody can own a gun, meaning anybody white can own a gun and just walk around strapped and ready to go, liquor stores, wherever, grocery stores in the mall, all those places where it's always a good idea for everybody. I guess you're saying everybody's strapped, so it's like if you want to rob the place, you got to hope that you're not helplessly outgunned. That's basically what Texas is saying. Like, okay, well, yeah, you can go into the mall with your gun, but everybody in the mall got a gun. I mean, it's like, I don't know, that's like one of the craziest things ever. You think about, everybody can have a gun in a public place, in the mall, whatnot. No biggie. Texas. Texas is right up there with Florida. You know, I always talk about Florida and kid Florida, even though Florida is crazy as hell. But Texas is right up there. They have some different kind of ways. But we're going to move on from there and talk about my hater of the week, who is a past hater of the week. I mean, he's like qualifying for hater of the year. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who inmates dying at his jail at a record rate. He's like, no, their drug history couldn't have prevented, you know, made them do what was wrong with him. He says there was a man with a mental health issue who died of profound dehydration, meaning he couldn't get water. Another two inmates who died from medical emergencies in their cells, and a newborn baby whose death has been blamed on ignored requests for medical help from an inmate in labor. An independent investigator concluded that healthcare staffing shortages, delayed in access to care, and insufficient oversight of personnel at the lockup may have contributed to these deaths. Now, that's for the person who's in charge, right? Which is David Clark, who put himself up there. He has aspirations to be the Department of Homeland Security guy. You know, because who better to oppress everyone, and especially black folks and people of color than the black man? You know, super neat, from the super Negro file. And for those of you who don't know, a super Negro is a house Negro in the 21st century who has superpowers. That's why they're super Negroes. They're above house Negroes. House Negroes is just, you know, slave masters' kids who worked in the house. See, these are super Negroes. They're not related to slave master. They have risen above and beyond the house Negro. We not even related, but what can I do for you, boss? This is David Clark. And, you know, you're in charge. If you're insufficiently staffed and things aren't running right, it lays at the door of the person in charge, which is, of course, Sheriff David Clark, super Negro extreme. The hater of people who look like him, because obviously looking in the mirror and seeing folks who look like him and thinking positively It's not in his wheelhouse. He's got Master in one eye and Master's below Master's belt in his other eye because he's on his knees looking up at it. But that's a whole nother connotation for another day. Shout out to David Clark. The hate that hate produced. He is the child for that. Super Negro number one for this week. And on that note, I'm going on break again. This is my boys, HISD. Never die.
God like 007 heaven, back with brethren. The mix got niggas gas, unleaded. I'm super, leave them hanging like Mr. Cooper. Bullseye, X marks the spotlight, super. The trooper, down for the cause, down to your draws. Ironically, your intros is naked with an ugly body. Mine's like a hottie with 20 minutes Pilates. So fix your face like Oxy.
Watch me, pain from the same cross that they floss with. It's common sense how I resurrect spit when they said I was dead. I rose from the crown of thorns that adorn this thought form and save overexposed souls with goals in a new platform of rhymes and beats. Last up or grab a seat, it's enough, we can all eat. I never die like when you play my speech on repeat. I repeat.
Huh, never die, should I never sleep? I need a nap for sleep, that's so close to be seen. My man told this because of the death. Underwater, still holding my breath. I go to war with my brothers on my right and my left. The district killer drugs, yeah, we marching the step. Stockpile weaponry, born steadily, born supremacy, but it's with no memory.
Oh no, here they come back with a sicker flow. Yellow contact, yes, that's the Negroes. Have paid a bigger hop, it's like Negroes.
Hell, better let them know.
Tell the boys call, but get on track till we go. Roll call, summer school's here with a backspin. Shut them down with an arm fist that they laughing. Hold it down, if you really see it, I'll pass. We ain't nasty.
Never die, celebrate 6 feet, but we roll 7 feet. Golden souls on the beat, on the beat. Classic for the peak, third day, ISD. Back again, glad to meet.
When we meet, hit the street with the heat. On the grind, on the creep, on the beat with the fleet. I'm a star on the street, with the crack and the sheet. Chemistry.
To the knees, independence, big kickers, malnourished and getting sicker.
Yeah.
Go, lift up, gas, yes, they can't inspect us. Yeah. They say turn the mixer. Never put your kicks up, lacing up the track with strings, no zipper.
But still, we rip up the track, go thick, yeah, we back. So sit up, who that dumb spitters? Hey, so we say hi to S for the suspect. And D for the disrespect, so you will get cleaner.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies, HISD, Houston Independent Spit District. Never die. And on that note, I want to give a special shout out, a special hater shout out to the Derek Ion here in the Bay Area in Oakland. He's the man who owned the converted Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship, which caught fire over the weekend, killing 36 people. Posted on Facebook, confirmed, everything I worked so hard for is gone. Blessed that my children and Micah were at the hotel safe and sound. It's as if I had woken from a dream filled with opulence and the hope to be standing now in poverty of self-worth. It's like, this motherfucker is talking about being in poverty. These people dead. I mean, though you don't know, the details on this was, it was an artist community event. And this dude, for steps, he had, this dude had pallets, you know, and that's where the concerts were held, on the second floor. Frequently, there was no electricity or running water. And so they caught fire, and the pallets burned. You're on the second floor. You're stuck on the second floor because the stairs were rickety pallets that had burnt down. It was ugly, horrible. And instead of lamenting the death, this dude was talking about, I don't have no money. Anyway, special shout out to Derek Ion. I hope somebody accidentally kicks you in the balls on purpose. That's all. And speaking of being kicked in the balls, Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day for us? Well, as always mentioned, Groundhog Day is something that happens over and over and over again. Racist, for the most part, pretty much every day in America. Perfect example. Dylann Roof. there's the opening statement for in the trial of Dylann Roof. If you don't remember who Dylann Roof was, the 22-year-old charged with federal hate crimes after he shot up 9 people in the church, and 9 black people in the church after Bible study. He basically confessed to the killing, right? It's unchallenged. Even his attorney didn't argue with the facts detailed by the federal government. And they offered to plead guilty in exchange for a sentence of life in prison. The prosecutors, of course, have not accepted that offer. Instead, they're seeking what they call a rare federal death sentence in the case. A decision that has caused, and I quote, unease among some of the families of the victims. Because it's basically saying if Roof is convicted and sentenced to die, it is not clear whether the government will be able to carry out the punishment. Apparently, federal death sentences are extremely rare and executions are even less common. There are 62 inmates on federal death row, according to the Death Penalty Information Center, compared to the nearly 3,000 condemned inmates in states nationwide. So, basically, what they're saying is, well, doesn't matter. We're gonna charge him federally, so that basically he's not gonna get the death sentence that he deserves. He's gonna sit in prison forever, which is effectively what the council wants. Now, let's just think about it. He's not getting the death penalty in the state of South Carolina, where he shot the people. And if I'm not mistaken, South Carolina has death penalty. He's going to live forever. I mean, and this is a dude who He's like, yeah, I'm guilty. I did it. Shooting people in the church after Bible study, because that's just the American way, right? Groundhog Day. Shout out to Dylann Roof. I, of course, wish cancer of the balls on him. I wish cancer of the dick, lungs, throat. Anywhere he can get cancer in the most painful way, I wish that on him. It's just me. Anything that could be painful for him, I wish that for Dylann Roof. And I hope any of my listeners out there, if you're listening, please add on. Jump on, and you know, if you want to wish cancer of the penis and everywhere else on Dylann Roof, co-sign on it. It's the least we can do. Anyway, there was a interview. Your outgoing president, Barack Obama, talking about the racism that he faced throughout his presidency. And these are his words. Are there folks whose primary concern about me has been that I seem foreign? The other, are those who champion the birther movement feeding off of bias? Absolutely. He goes on to say, I think there's a reason attitudes about my presidency among whites in northern states are very different from whites in southern states. He goes on to say, it's indisputable that there was a ferocity to the opposition and a lack of respect to him that was a function of race. Not because he was black, but a function of race. And there's a difference between northern whites and, come on, get this. Why can't you just say, yeah, white people hated me because I was black? Anyway, I've got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
What's up, man? I like your show.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. My name is Ben.
How you doing, Ben? Where are you from?
I'm from up in Washington. I just got done watching the Raiders. I was hoping they'd pull through on this one.
Did you see
the Raiders?
No, I was in the middle of doing the show. I didn't watch the Raiders. I'm a Saints fan, but, you know.
Oh, Saints, huh?
Yeah.
Right on.
All
right. Well, I like your show.
Thank you, sir.
I did disagree about Sheriff Clark. I didn't know what was happening with the jail. I didn't know he was responsible for that.
When you're in charge of an organization, I mean, it starts from the top down, right? I mean, you put people where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you're the boss, I mean, you don't blame the guy in the mailroom for all the problems. It's the boss, because you're the one who put the organization together. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's the boss of the manpower, but I think the jail has basically a government of itself that should be accountable to the well-being of the inmates, right?
Right. But, I mean,
so
once again...
he could go in there and make changes by making his voice, because he's famous. He could say some things to make changes for the inmates. He should probably do that.
Yeah, but that's not what he's done. He blamed the inmates for their ailment. Now, I mean, yes, they're criminals, but at the same time, hey, they're doing their time and the basics. I'm not saying that they should be living in luxury, but dehydration, you can't get water. That's all I'm saying.
Right. There's a lot of water strikes and hunger strikes, and that's basically, that's the only power you have over yourself if you're in jail. I understand that. I've never been to jail, but I understand when you get to a point where they have the key to the only door to the world, and the only power that you have is to stop eating. A lot of people choose to do that, just to say F you to the guy with the key.
I mean, me myself, I don't understand that. And I want to say, Ben, because I'm short on time, I want to say thank you for calling. And I look forward to you maybe calling again, and we can debate further. All right.
I was following the Bundy standoff, and the news quit. And they're in jail still, even though they were acquitted.
Right.
And I feel for those guys because they didn't do that for a selfish reason. They came up there because the Hammonds were put in prison for a ridiculous crime.
All right. Well, Ben, I kind of have to go. But I hope you call back so we can discuss this further. Thank you for calling, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. But I will comment on what you talked about earlier. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to talk to you too. And on that note, the person who is in charge is the person who is in charge. And like Barack Obama speaking about, they looked at me because I'm foreign and whatnot. No, it was a blatant disrespect for him because he was a black man, period, point blank. There was no other connotations to it. I mean, because we've had presidents who weren't the sharpest tools in the shed. I mean, George Bush was special in every way. I mean, this was not a man who could articulate himself very well. He was not disrespected the way, we're talking about the Curious George. I mean, people talked about his intelligence, but there was never the vitriol that Obama faced. And if you've listened to my show, you know I can't say that I'm a huge Obama fan. I know folks are like, hey, come on, you're tripping. But, I mean, there are policies and there are things that I disagree with, which, of course, is my right. At the same time, we say you look at his treatment and the treatments of others who weren't necessarily as nice as him. I don't know. It's how you want to see it. I mean, like now we have Donald Trump. A man who has put in so far in charge of the country a bunch of criminals, basically guys who have stolen from the common man. These are the people who are in the cabinet. Like I spoke about Wilbur Ross, and I spoke about Ben Carson, all these people who are ill-qualified or basically thieves. These are the people who are in charge. How will he be judged? Will there be signs and effigy and people hanging Donald Trump and calling him racist name? Probably not. But that's a story for another day. On that note, I want to thank everyone for calling in, listening. And it's another Smooth Drama production. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.